Joining me on the phone now is Victoria Dura to talk about a brand new website which was launched last Wednesday. The website, yam.ie, carries information about arts and cultural events which are taking place across Dublin for 13 to 25-year-olds. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Thank you for having me.
So, can you maybe start us off by telling us what exactly YAM is and what sort of the website's aims are?
Okay. YAM stands for Your Arts Map.
Okay.
And the idea to develop it came from work that the partner organizations have been doing with young people in the arts. So it's an initiative of South Dublin County Council Arts Office, Temple Bar Cultural Trust,
mm-hmm.
Dublin City Council Arts Office, and the National Youth Council of Ireland. And we found through research we'd been doing that young people were interested in attending arts and cultural events.
Yeah.
And they were also creating their own. I'm sure you'd be aware of, you know, hardworking class heroes and
yes,
the bands
yes.
that are around the city. But it was hard for them to find out what was out there for them and how to get their own events out. In addition to that, it was also how to get to these events.
Yes.
So the site links to another site called hittheroad.ie, which provides public transportation information.
Oh, fantastic.
So the DART, Dublin Bus, and the Lewis are all connected into this website that was designed by some brilliant PhD students from UCD.
Yeah.
It's an open source site that we were able to connect in with. So young people and cultural providers can post up events that are happening and people can find out how exactly to get to them. So that's kind of what the site is all about.
Right. So can anyone submit events or are they sort of vetted before they...
Obviously there'd be, you know, child protection concerns around
sure.
a site like this. It is linked with Facebook and Twitter and all the social media. But when you post up an event, say I'm the Civic Theatre in Tala, it goes into our web designers and developers at the moment who the site itself would search for certain keywords.
Right, okay.
And they would look at the event to see, you know, is it a real event? I suppose the main thing we don't want on the site is someone's house party.
We've heard stories about that recently.
So we do have controls in place for that. But
right.
at the same time, we do want young people to put up if their band is gigging at, you know, Captain America's in Tala
yeah.
or something like that. So we do want young people to put up their own events. And,
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's surprising that something like this hasn't been thought up before. You know, I mean, even myself getting home from gigs and things in town, you're like, you know, how do I get, what's the best way for me to get home and stuff? And for obviously, if you're looking at, you know, this sort of age group, they're all quite young. So like 13 years old, obviously.
The challenging thing, I suppose, about the site is the age range. So the site on one side needs to appeal and have events and workshops available for the younger age, kind of 13 to 18, I suppose.
Yeah.
But then you've got young artists that are, you know, in third level and emerging and setting up their own exhibitions and doing events in pop-up shops.
Mm-hmm.
The design, everything was carefully considered in terms of how to reach and be appealing to both of those kinds of sides of the age spectrum.
Yeah.
And we have been working directly with young people across that age range in developing the site. And we will continue to monitor and evaluate it. And, you know, as social media and everything changes, we will be adjusting the site to fit kind of the needs and the technology that's happening.
Yeah. So are you just sort of seeing how it goes? Or did you do a trial run or anything?
We did, yeah. We had a soft launch from early September.
Okay.
And we went out to young people and cultural providers who started uploading events and letting us know, oh, you need to add this button or that kind of thing. So that was in the lead up to the launch, which you mentioned was last week. But we have a survey available, and we also have a researcher that's going to be going around to youth groups and cultural
right.
providers to get feedback so that the site is exactly what it needs to be and, you know, does what it says on the tin, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, what sort of things will YAM cover? Will it just literally be everything from, like, you know, plays to, I mean, I don't know what sort of 13-year-olds are into these days?
Yeah, well, for example, the Irish Architecture Foundation had open house all last weekend.
Right, yes.
So there were workshops for young people with IMA and the Irish Architecture Foundation going on for that event. So that would be up there kind of under the architecture section. Dance festivals, Dublin Downs Festival, you know, will be putting up events that they think are youth friendly. Yeah. And we, you know, South Dublin County Council runs its own youth dance festival. There'll be workshops up there, career talks for emerging artists, animation festivals and workshops, circus events, film screenings, wow, and talks, all, like, everything. So we're connecting in, we're building relationships with, say, the Irish Film Institute, Base, to get all that information out there so it does reach the broad age range that we're targeting.
So would it would cover the whole of the city? It would, you know, go right out to, you know, like, say, Clondalkin or...
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, yeah. And in fact, we had a group from Ballymun actually fed into a lot of the feedback in the very early days of developing it. The idea with the support of the National Youth Council of Ireland, the idea is that we would like to expand it to nationally and build greater partnerships perhaps with other local authority arts offices and other kind of major cultural venues across the country.
Yeah.
Just to get that bit of support to
make it into like a network.
Yeah, exactly.
Network of the different cities. Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely, as I said, as soon as I heard about it, I thought, well, this is something definitely to talk about. Because the kids are, you know, kids these days, they're kind of like, oh, we've got nothing to do. But obviously, you know, now they've got a, you know, somewhere to look and see if, they, you know, we're looking for something to do next weekend. And there's all this sort of broad range of activities and projects they can get involved in.
Yeah, for me, I suppose,
get involved.
What's great about it is the partnership that's behind the development of the site, because we're all, you know, we're all working to the same end and encouraging young people to engage with the arts, to the, you know, develop career pathways in the arts, and to be, you know, young audiences for art making that's already going on.
Okay.
So it's great that we've come together with these other organizations, kind of share provision and service to kind of help each other with our common goals.
So if you say you're out there and you've got an event or you want to put something, how would people go about submitting?
Yeah, well, basically, when you go onto the website, it'll ask you, you know, at the top of the page if you want to create an account, and you can log in that way. And then anything that you post on the site can be shared through Facebook.
Oh, fantastic.
But what's also great about it is if you already have your own blog, if you're, you know, a cultural venue and you already have your own website and you might already be putting events up, what you can do is you can put them on Yam and then copy what is called a widget, and it's got a picture on the site that you click on, and you copy this code, and it'll just put all the information directly onto your blog, so you don't have to...
Oh, fantastic.
Kind of, the thing for a lot of us is it's great to have all these other services, but, you know, I'm already uploading to my own website,
exactly,
my own Facebook page, so this links in so that you don't have to kind of do this five times. You can
just do
it here and then transfer it out.
Yeah. So what are your hopes long-term? I mean, I know you've only sort of been up and running about a week now. So, I mean, what are the long-term? Do you have long-term plans? Or
With long-term plans would be to build the connections out to help it go nationally. I suppose in kind of the next year of October to October would be consistently seeing new events and postings go up, and to see young people in particular engaging and putting up their own bands and other kind of exhibitions and things that young emerging artists would be running as well. So we haven't, as partners, kind of talked about target numbers.
Yeah.
But, you know, I suppose we're just hoping that there's a really... so far, I think from the launch and kind of comments on Twitter and everything, there's a real support for the initiative amongst the Dublin cultural sector. So that's great to see. And I suppose we just want to build on that, really.
Yeah, I think a lot of these things these days are word of mouth. And on obviously on the social networking that a lot of the kids are doing now, it's all, everything's done online. So I'd say definitely sort of word of mouth as well would, you know, once people start going to stuff and saying, oh, it's so easy for me to find out about this and, you know, how to get there. And there's a brilliant map as well on the website. I was having a look at it, and you can literally see the event.
Yeah, it's great. The pins that pop down at different locations, and you can scroll over. It's not far off if anyone's ever used myhome.ie.
Yeah, it's similar with the little pin things. Yeah.
Yeah. So you get it. What it'll help do as well is give you a sense of what all the things that are happening in your area that you might not even have been aware are there.
Yeah.
So it's hopefully will help promote all the activity that's already going on as well.
Yeah, exactly. So if people wanted to find you on Facebook and Twitter, what would be the name to look for?
YAM.
It would just be Facebook/...
Yeah, on Facebook, it's Your Arts Map also works
Your Arts
as well.
Map. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. So thanks so much for talking to me today, Victoria. It's been really interesting, and I'm sure we'll get a few more people looking at the website.
Great. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Victoria. Thank you very much.
Bye.